The Fireworks Legal Zone by Isaac Goodall. The 4th of July is a day to celebrate stuff that happened on June 26th, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and July 5th, the publication of the Declaration of Independence. On this day, most people in Seattle watch fireworks at Lake Union or Puget Sound, or the less popular option of firing mortar fireworks in the U District. But every once in a while, we go up north to see our friends who live in a fireworks legal zone. The party starts with all the guests arriving, the food being set up, and all the pyromaniacs staring in awe at all the fireworks. Then all the people who are younger than 18 go up to the host's son's room packed with chips, rock music, and M-rated video games.
No, wait. Left. Left.
Awesome, right. Dude.
Yeah. Used to see left. It go Come on, off. Man. Go that way. There's like the special power up that way. Go that way.
You have to jump.
When it starts to get dark, we set up the fireworks, which takes a while, so that when we are done, it's just time to light them. People are given cheap lighters and run around like insane wiener dogs setting the fuses on fire, then running away. During the celebration, three fire tanks chase after people, a dog burns his nose, and 12 neighbors' car alarms go off. After cleaning up, we realize that we have left an unfixable dent in the road. It's still there. We return to the house, and everyone just kind of stares at each other until finally we all shuffle out. Since then, one of the hosts had to have surgery to remove a tumor, and the family moved, so it's unlikely that this will happen again. But I still have joy from those days of blowing up stuff in the middle of the road.